This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Stan Sollers at 44 past the hour. Not the magical mystery tour, but the classical mystery tour returns to Muncie tomorrow evening at 7:30 at Cannon Commons, just south of the downtown. The classical mystery tour has been bringing spot-on reenactments of the Beatles, complete with a local symphony orchestra backing up the four lads from Liverpool, or in this case, the four lads from L.A., New York, and Lake Tahoe. Jim Owen created the classical mystery tour in 1996. Ironically, Owen portrays John Lennon, who created the band that became the Beatles. The idea was for Owen and three others to play Beatles songs, dressed and sounding very much like the original Fab Four: John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr. The difference was, and still is, they would play while a local symphony orchestra would back them, performing arrangements largely composed by the Beatles' producer, George Martin, in collaboration for the most part with Paul McCartney and John Lennon. 25 years later, more than three times the length of the Beatles' recording career, the Classical Mystery Tour keeps drawing enthusiastic audiences around the globe. Jim Owen tells us how his idea came about.
There was a Broadway show that started in the 70s called Beatlemania, and that was their idea was very similar to what I had as a child. I was a child in the 70s, falling in love with Beatles music, and I thought how great it would be to play Beatles music. As I had played, you know, other classical music, I was learning piano, wanted to play it just like the originals. So this Broadway show came out in the late 70s, and they auditioned all across the country, got people who could look, play instruments and sing as much like the Beatles as possible, so as to create the illusion that the audience could see a Beatles concert. It won't be long, yeah, 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 yeah. It won't be long, yeah, 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 yeah. It won't be long, yeah, till I belong to you. So over the years, anybody who did that type of Beatles tribute got to know each other. And then in 1996, when I had the idea for Classical Mystery Tour, which was the Beatles tribute backed by Symphony Orchestra, I called everyone I knew in the business who I thought was the best at their character. And luckily, everyone I called said, hey, that's a great idea. So that's how we got the first group together.
Now, how do you rehearse? And I suppose that COVID has put a wrench in the works a few times.
Rehearsals are something that we haven't had to do for many years because we play the same songs. And believe it or not, after playing these same songs over and over for 25 years or more, they never get old. So all we need to do is just kind of stay sharp at home, sing at home, play piano, play guitar, keep the calluses on the fingers, things like that, and it all takes care of itself.
What can the audience expect to hear? It just strikes me that George Martin is looking down, being very proud of what you're all doing, because he had such a role in teaching the Beatles early on some bits of arrangement. And of course, he wrote a lot of pieces of arrangement for them, chimed in on the piano. They're going to hear some very much Beatles plus George Martin type of material, I would think.
Yes. In the early days of the show, again, we began in 1996. We thought, why have an orchestra on stage and do songs that don't use orchestra, like A Hard Day's Night? It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. So we didn't do any early Beatles music back in those days. Well, the show does start with us in our early Beatles costumes, and we will, in fact, do a couple of early songs, like Hard Day's Night, because audiences have always said they really miss that era of the Beatles, you know, being represented live. But most of the bulk of the concert is backed by orchestra, starting with a song like Yesterday, which that string quartet, which you know, we're so familiar with, and then going forward to songs like Eleanor Rigby with the double quartet, and then they just snowballed quickly thereafter. Penny Lane with the flutes, the trumpets, and the piccolo trumpet. and I'm the Walrus, and The Long and Winding Road. The song list just about wrote itself. We just couldn't wait to dig into playing these live on stage with an orchestra. And I remember the first show we ever did, November of 96, those of us in the band looking at each other during the concert in a bit of disbelief and sheer joy at how good it was all coming together.
Mm. The orchestra that is going to play with you four lads, I'll go ahead and call you that, will be local, or do they travel along with you, or do you have principal players that travel with you? How does that work?
They are local, so everywhere we go, it's a local orchestra. In this case, it's the Muncie Symphony, and we have not appeared in Muncie for a good number of years,
yes.
Although I do recall one or two shows there in the past. So yeah, it's the Muncie Symphony, and they'll be backing us up. We're outdoors, and I think they're going to have 30-something players in the orchestra. We're still having to manage a little bit of distancing on stage. Otherwise, the normal orchestra size is 50 or 60 players.
What is it about the Beatles' music, in your view, that transcends generations? Clearly, it was well-performed, well-composed, well-arranged, well-recorded. The recordings that EMI made at Abbey Road Studios and other locations sound like they were recorded, to borrow a song title, yesterday. They're just that good. There was excellence all around that. But what, from a musicality standpoint, makes that music still resonate?
It's remarkable, and nobody can figure out how on earth they did that. Most of the songs written by John Lennon and Paul McCartney, with a few incredibly outstanding examples by George Harrison, even a couple by Ringo Starr.
Yes.
The way they evolved, I mean, even their early catalog on its own, I think, is enough to earn them a spot in classic music history for the next few hundred years. I think those songs are catchy, and the songwriting is incredible, and the vocal performances, the instrumental performances, along with, I think, as you mentioned, the engineering and the production, the way their records sound. And then as you go through the 60s, following them one album after another, the way they evolve, it's just incredible how quickly and the variety. So it's one of those things that most people agree nobody will ever touch that again. I'm sure Beatles music will definitely be heard for hundreds of years into the future.
Indeed. Well, Jim Owen, who portrays John Lennon in the group, the Classical Mystery Tour, thank you very much for your time. And again, we will see you Saturday at Cannon Commons in Muncie at 7:30. Thank you so much for your time.
Wonderful. See you there.
For IPR News, I'm Stan Sollers.